Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Peter Hunt, Chairman and CEO of Hunt Real Estate Corporation, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line this morning, talking about something that's going on in the real estate industry called secret or pocket listings, listings that are delayed from public marketing, and wondering if that's something that's happening around here, Peter.
Good morning, Brian and Susan. Well, it's been happening around here forever. There's always been a kind of a shadow market out there that is controlled by usually boutique brokers in any given city around the country. What happens is a broker will go in, and if they believe they may have a customer inside their own little company, they may say to the seller, well, let's not expose it to everybody. Let's see if we can get the right people through this house quickly and get you a deal quickly. And it's very attractive to a seller. They don't want to sign in front of their house, whatever it may be. Usually it's toward the high end of the market. But this is something that's been going on forever. And what's happening now is they're trying to institutionalize it by removing something called clear cooperation. That is a rule created by the National Association of Realtors that says that you must, if you take a listing, you must put it into the local MLS. If you're a member of NAR, you must put it in the local MLS within 24 hours. Well, a lot of the brokers objected to that, and some brokers just ignored it and just did their own thing, as I mentioned earlier. But the fact of life is it's been going on forever, and now they're trying to institutionalize it. So NAR has recently clarified, so to speak, that rule and said, well, there's some fuzziness, and it would take me half an hour to explain it to you, but it's basically they're throwing it back into the hands of the local MLS, multiple listing service, and the local brokers to make their own decisions.
This came to our attention when Redfin and Zillow said that they were banning these pocket listings or privately marketed homes. My immediate question was just, how private can it be if it's on Redfin and Zillow?
It's not private at all. This is an evolution of real estate marketing that's been taking its current form since really the 1990s, when real estate websites began to proliferate. They began as broker websites, and so the broker would put their own listings on their website. But sometime in that decade, this thing called IDX, the exchange of listings, happened at the MLS levels across the country, which meant that I, as a small broker, I could put everybody's listings on my website. And so you had a situation where if you had 200 brokers in an area, you had 200 websites with every single listing in the market. Well, then Zillow created itself. Actually, Realtor.com was the first one, trying to create a nationwide MLS effectively. And so they took all the listings, they aggregated all listings from the MLSs, and actually the MLSs were paying them to put their listings into this system. And then they exposed them to the world. So Zillow picked up on that idea and really took it to the nth degree, and they acquired a company called Trulia. And so you've got a high concentration and a high visibility, high ranking on on search engine optimization for Zillow today. For example, if you take any address and put it into your search bar, it's going to pop up a bunch of websites that where the listing might be, including that particular listing, whether it's on the market or not. And the first one that pops up is usually Zillow and Redfin. Well, if they lost access to the MLS, direct feed from the MLS on every listing, all of a sudden their website would become much less valuable because they take the leads that come in on their website and sell them back to real estate agents. Well, as a real estate agent, am I going to buy those leads if it's only some of the listings? And so they're very much opposed to any restrictions on the input of the listings. They want every listing there so that they can promote their websites as being the master source of all information on any given property.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, it seems like this is all about transparency, right? Do you see these secret listings going away?
They're never going to go away, Susan. This is the point. If a seller says to us, which they have, I don't want my listing exposed to everybody. You handle my listing. I want it very private. I only want it shown to people that you think are capable of buying my house. It happens very rarely, but they do say that. And this happens all across the country in every city. So what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I must put your house on them, expose it to everybody. They might say, well, then I'll go to somebody else. So it's been happening forever. It's a shadow market. It's always been there. It's not going to go away anytime soon. And so they can try to legislate it from Washington or Chicago. And it's just But what it really does is by having that rule, it really gives Zillow, Redfin, Realtor.com, all these third-party websites, it gives them their legitimacy. They can claim they've got all the listings. Well, they don't, and they never really have. But the fact of life is the consumer thinks they do. And so if you ask somebody, do you have the Zillow app on your phone? They probably would say yes.
Well, it's interesting to kind of watch this. I'm wondering, you know, locally, where you're, you know, as we're entering this period, we're constantly talking about uncertain economic future and wondering what's going to happen next. What do you see happening right now in the local real estate market? Are listings drying up at all? Are more homes being put on the market? What are you seeing?
We have a lingering effect of what's called the lock-in effect, Brian, which means that if you have a 3% mortgage that you took out in 2020 or 2021, you're probably not going to want to give that up for a 7% mortgage, which is about where mortgage rates are today. Why would you do that? Unless there was absolutely a compelling reason. There was a death in the family, a divorce, or you're moving out of town, or whatever the case might be, moving into a skilled nursing facility, whatever it might be. There's good reasons to sell your house always. But the fact of life is one of them is not to go from a 3% mortgage to a 7% mortgage. So there will be a chronic shortage of listings until these mortgages kind of wear out or age out, I should say. So as long as that's the case, we're going to have a shortage of listings. Right now, and it's shown across the market, the whole nationwide market, right now there's one-third less sales in the United States than there were in 2021 across the board on an annual basis. And that's not going to change much. Fannie Mae predicted, I just checked yesterday, there'll be a slight uptick in the number of units sold in this country, but it's only going to be like slightly over 4 million units. A normal market is 5 million units across the country. A hot market is 6 million units, which was 6.12 million to be exact in 2021. We're not going to see those days again for a long time.
What about economic uncertainty right now in the country? What are your concerns with respect to real estate?
Well, people are always watching the economy. They're watching their savings accounts. They're watching their investment accounts as they consider buying or selling real estate. And right now, that's a little shaky. So they're going to be a little more reluctant. In many cases, parents are loaning children money or giving them gifts to buy their first house. They may be a little less willing to do that if they know that their account is worth 10, 20% less than it was 6 months ago. So we're going to see a little bit of pullback, I think, just a little bit of reticence on some consumers, some buyers' minds as they approach this topic. But it's not showing yet, Susan. We're still seeing a very active market in our normal springtime market.
Okay. Well, hey, Peter, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Peter Hunt with Hunt Real Estate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.